Subliminal message.
Who's playing that bass, by the way?
Some fat
me?
Guy in a bass.
Some fat guy.
Did you just call me fat?
And a guy.
Yeah, and a bass.
She ain't worried about the band part.
Boom, boom.
Subliminal messages.
Listen.
Subliminal messages.
Hi, Chavis.
Hey, Chavis.
Hey, Chevy.
I like him.
He's cool.
Well, hello there, everybody. And welcome to Brett and Tony featuring Ashlyn and Abe.
Ooh.
And we have a guest this week.
Yes, ooh.
We do.
I'm busting out the guest early.
Our third guest?
Fifth,
third,
right? Fourth, well, we had your fifth. Kids. She's only been on this with the cheese.
Oh, yeah, she has already been on this.
It's Katie.
It's Katie.
It's Katie.
Katie's the guest, by the way.
I'm Tony.
I'm Brett.
I'm Abe.
I'm Ashlyn.
I'm Katie.
She did not want to say that.
She sounds excited.
She's happy to be here. What are we talking today about?
We got personalities, everybody.
That's the first time anybody said that.
Brett and Tony need personalities.
I have no personality.
Oh, we know.
According to Ashlyn's notes, though, I hear I've got a crazy personality.
I got a borderline.
All of you have terrible personalities.
Everybody at the table has the potential for a crazy personality.
Yeah.
We'll put it that way.
Yeah.
And actually, everybody on the in the whole book.
And in the whole world.
It's designed that way.
Yeah.
Everyone has the possibility of going crazy.
Okay.
Okay, so we based our personality tests. We took it on Truity, okay? And we based it on the Enneagram. And the Enneagram is... I don't have my book, so I can't tell you who wrote it, but great book. It tells 9 different personalities, and it tells you if you're unhealthy, you're healthy, or you're average. So
sounds good. Yep. Sounds good. And we're going to figure out what we are.
Yeah.
Well, we already figured that out.
Yeah, we already figured
that
out.
Well, okay, we already figured.
We all took the test already.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you
but
know what you
we're
are.
We're going to find out the dirty details. We're going to get in depth with it.
Does sounds everybody good. Remember what their personality
nope.
was?
No.
I'm looking it up.
Oh, my God.
I don't
okay.
remember.
So, Brett, you are a number 7.
Okay.
You're the enthusiast.
Okay. That sounds about right.
Katie, number 1. And according to the online one, it was the perfectionist, but in the book, you're the reformer. Same thing.
Ooh, I like that word better.
Yeah
reformer.
The reformer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like Miss Trunchbull or something.
I think
that's
it's
what it reminds me of.
I think it sounds like an 80s like movie, like she's going to like be busting heads and shit.
Okay.
There you go.
Like an alleys, back alleys.
Not
she
on
keeps,
the streets, though, just the
no,
back alleys.
No, just the back alleys. She keeps the peace in downtown.
The reformer, starring Katie.
And then my whole name.
Yeah.
Oh,
you said
shit.
Her whole name.
Wow.
You better censor it.
I'm going to edit that out.
Why?
I'm just going to say the last name.
Just.
Oh, I got to edit that out now.
Oh,
that's what I was avoiding. You're making more work for me.
All right, keep going, Ashlyn.
Okay, so Tony and Abe are both the peacemakers, and I am the giver, which I don't actually believe because.
Neither does Abe.
Oh, I believe it.
I got the giver, but one point behind that was the enthusiast.
Okay.
And I see myself.
Wait, like me?
Yeah.
I'm the enthusiast.
Yeah. And I see myself as more of an enthusiast
I could
than
see
I do
me,
a giver.
I could see me and you being all like our personalities
being
a lot alike, actually.
Yeah.
That's probably why Abe likes you.
Aww,
you remind him of me.
It's true.
Only cuter and not fat.
Yeah.
And female.
And yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
If you're into that kind of shit.
If you're into that kind of shit.
Whatever.
All right. So anyways, who wants to start us off? Me?
Yeah. I think through your list.
Well, wait. I think you already started us off, Ashlyn.
Okay.
You need to dive into your microphone a little bit more if you can.
I need to dive.
There you go.
You have it backwards.
Dive into that microphone.
Oh, shit. I had it backwards. That's my bad.
Hey, we'll get this audio down one day, guys.
Yeah.
So I have Katie's healthy, average, and unhealthy traits. Are you guys ready for this?
Yeah. I wonder if I'm going to know all these.
So healthy Katie would be conscientious, strong convictions, personal and moral values, responsible, fair and objective, and ethical. They would make the best teachers and the best witnesses. And at her best, she would become extremely wise and discerning. Okay?
Oh my God. Like, all of those, I like them.
Yeah.
Well, why would you hate them?
Are they accurate?
Is that
okay? Okay.
That's the way I mean. I'm sorry.
I would like someone with those qualities.
No. all of those. Yeah, I didn't mean to word it like that. All of those describe Katie. Yeah.
Okay, and so her average would be dissatisfied with reality, high
sometimes
high-mindedness, idealists, afraid of mistakes, organized but can become rigid, emotionally constricted.
Well, like, yeah. there was one that made us both giggle, because that's right. I forget which one, but.
So that's her average.
We broke Katie.
We broke her.
She's still giggling, guys.
Yep. She never coming back on this podcast.
So I'm taking it by the giggle. She thinks she's the average, the field.
All right. Okay. Are you ready for unhealthy?
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Let's
All right.
hear it.
Can be highly dogmatic.
What's that mean?
Like orderly, Catholicism dogma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like too structured or something like that.
Yeah, like
I could see
OCD.
I could see it.
Self-righteous.
Ooh.
Intolerant and inflexible. Begin dealing in absolutes. Okay, that's never good.
Ooh, that's a Sith.
They alone know the truth.
Brett's reaction is face.
Okay. That one. Read it again.
They alone know the truth.
Okay. That is true, but it's also true. Like
she is.
Yeah.
Truthful,
like she.
Knowing.
Yeah. Exactly. Like I've said that for so many years now. I'll run everything by Katie. Because
smart,
yeah, because she knows the best route for everything, I feel like.
Okay.
Aww.
Yep.
You guys
like,
are cute.
I believe what it's talking about here is that no matter what, her word is the end of the line. And if she says it's right, then it's right.
Yeah, she's not going to believe anything else.
Yeah.
And I'm saying she's not like that. Yeah. Right. But she is she's
the boss.
Yeah, she has to be because she's so smart.
Contradictory. And then can become cruel to rid themselves of what they believe is disturbing them. Now, number ones, they are people of action. They're compulsive and depressive personality disorders. That is the disorder that you are prone to.
Is depression?
Depressive and compulsive.
Oh, compulsive.
Yeah, personality disorders. Though. But if she becomes too
unhealthy. Like unhealthy, at her most unhealthy, she's prone to those the most.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But she was the only one that we could not decide what wing she was.
Because she's mysterious.
She's that's me. She's hard to read sometimes.
That's me.
She is. Man.
So
she is. We're gonna imagine living with her. It's fun.
I would bug you all the time and be like, Katie, what's going on? What's in your brain?
See,
dude?
She does that to me sometimes because I'm mysterious, but it's because I build walls and I don't let people in usually. So
I don't either.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
Yeah, and then that's funny because you guys are a lot alike then, and we're a lot alike. Mm-hmm. So do you ever try to just annoy him on purpose?
Are you kidding me?
Because I do it all the time.
100%. Yeah,
See, that's why I think it's kind of funny how you were saying you could see her being a 7 as well as you.
Yeah.
Because I'm a 9 with a 1 wing. So I'm a 9 who favors a 1. So that's very similar to her. So I'm wondering if you are a 1 who favors a 9.
That would be freaky.
So I'll start off with that description and we'll see if you agree with this.
Yeah, Katie, you have to tell us which one is you.
I forget.
Maybe this is why I like Katie so much, because she reminds me of Abe.
Aww.
Oh, that got a look.
I love mine.
Yeah, you did get a look, though.
Sorry, Tony, what were you going to ask me?
What percent of 9 will you do? Remember, I should have looked up where I was.
I was 98% match.
Me too.
Hey.
Abe and I are the same.
What was your second? I'm so curious. Weird.
You guys are a lot alike.
I'm looking.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. We have different
Except
wings.
They are different wings.
We are different wings.
Which is interesting.
Katie.
Okay.
This is the description of the one with a 9 wing. They have a basic desire to be morally good. They advocate for the rights of others through teaching and discussion. Optimists tend to try to respond to negative by either redirecting their emotions or by avoiding them entirely. They may push themselves deeper into their work, and their type 1 defense mechanism, or they may well withdraw from the 9 defense mechanism. Does that sound more like you, or the alternate
Okay.
is The activists tend to respond to negative by redirecting their emotions in order to gain a sense of control. In type 1s with type 2 wings, this may lead to sudden outbursts or breaking points, as they may work through their emotions more externally.
I'm going to have to go with the first one.
I'd go with the first one for you,
so
too.
So one with a 9.
One with a 9.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Which falls into our plan.
Yeah. Cute.
Okay, so who's next on the...
Oh, it's me.
Oh. Well, this is the what we're...
This was the one where I was a 98%.
Her test says that this is what she's most like. 98%.
Yeah. But 97%, I'm you.
Yeah.
So I got the helper. Actually, so did Chavis, and it's really weird.
Nice.
Yeah. I love that kid.
Me too.
Well...
I actually like it more than I like Ashlyn.
Yeah, it's true.
He's so much.
And we tell her that all the time.
I know. He should be on the show.
Yeah.
You guys are the worst. And he's really shy, so he wouldn't do it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay, so we got the helper. The healthy helper is empathetic, compassionate, outgoing, and passionate, warm-hearted, forgiving, sees the good in others. At my best, unselfish, humble, unconditional love to self and others. Okay, that's not me. That's fine.
Wait, unconditional love to self.
And others.
I like it.
Yeah.
I super love myself, but I hate everyone else. so at an average, people pleasing, overly friendly, full of good intentions, bestows seductive attention on others, which I don't know what that means.
Abe?
I don't know what that means. Am I like, ooh, what's up, Tony?
Well, seductive doesn't necessarily mean sexual.
I was talking to Abe.
It's not like necessarily sexual. It just means people become enamored with you easily.
Which actually is pretty true. You get a lot of dick pics.
Yeah, so
that's
many.
That's fucking true. And that's
fucking true.
More than I get.
And she likes to show us the dick pics. So anybody out there that sends her a dick pic, we all go see that dick.
Yeah. 100%.
We love seeing those dicks.
We laugh at your dick.
Yeah. True story. Yeah.
Overly intimate and intrusive, hover, meddle, and control in the name of love. Want others to depend on them. And then I wrote down Munchausen by proxy because that's what it reminds me of.
Okay.
So I guess if I get really like, actually that's average. If I get average, I'm going to like make someone sick. I don't know. And then my unhealthy is manipulative, self-serving, undermine people by belittling and disparaging remarks, self-deceptive about their motives, selfish, entitled, resentful, angry, love isn't free. I partly correspond to aspects of the histrionic personality disorder. Actually, you do too, and I gotta Google it because I forgot what that was.
Okay.
Real quick, while she's Googling that, I also wrote down popular type ones. So people who are famous who coincide with Miss Katie here.
Okay.
Pope John Paul II.
Okay.
Gandhi.
Oh my God.
Al Gore.
Whoa.
Harrison Ford. Ralph Nader. And Joan of Arc
are all
type 1s. How do they know about Joan
of Arc? Well, they basically, they fall into the, like, the description part of it.
Yeah.
They didn't take the test, obviously.
Wow, Katie.
She's on the burning pyre.
Katie's a saint.
Obviously.
And then now,
yeah, basically. I've been saying this for a long time, though.
Famous type 2s with Miss Ashlyn. Mother Teresa.
Mine are boring.
Eleanor Roosevelt.
Ooh.
Barry Manilow.
Okay.
Sammy Davis Jr.
He's not boring. Nice.
And the Tin Man from Wizard of Oz.
Shut the fuck up.
Well, really?
In the book, they list fictional characters who also coincide with that basic trait.
They're scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Tin Man, dude. I don't see it.
Well, you don't have a halt, so that makes sense.
Actually, yeah. Aww. All right, there we go.
It's kind of true. Okay, so the histrionic, which falls to you as well.
Is me too.
A person with histrionic personality disorder.
This is something we could have, not that we do have.
Correct, yes.
Seeks attention, talks dramatically with strong opinions, is easily influenced, has rapidly changing emotions, and thinks relationships are closer than they are.
Yep. That's you.
I think I have whatever I think this
have
is.
That. When I read it, I was like, oh my God, are my friends really not my friends?
Yes.
Well, I don't think that's the case for me, though, that one, because I feel like I'm not even... Like, I don't, like, I don't even
he doesn't think that he's valued as highly as to his friends as he is.
Or anybody really.
Actually, I put that in my test when I took it. I was like, when it said your friend groups couldn't work without you or whatever, I was like, that's not true. Like, I'm just
When they asked that question to me, because it says your social groups. So I took it as work. So I said, yes, they could not function without me.
Okay, yeah. Oh.
See, that's how I took it in my brain. See, that's one of the things about the whole personality test is it depends on how you look at the questions, which is why I overthink
I couldn't function without each one of you.
I bet this test took you a long time to
fill
out. Because
she told me... I took so many of them. I took all, basically, I took like 7 or 8 of them in one night.
When I sent you guys the first one and said we should do this as an episode, Abe went down a fucking rabbit hole.
Really, I did.
Dude, like we were all sending throughout that whole day. It was kind of a fun day. We're all taking tests and sending results, like different tests. And then Abe just like kept going.
I got off work and I was like, any free test on this site, I'm taking it.
Yeah.
So if Ashlyn is a 2, which we're still unsure of, I categorized her as a 2 with a 3 wing, which means their most basic desire is to be loved and accepted. They may express this by being extremely attentive and attached to other people. She's the host, by the way. Hosts tend to suppress their own negative emotions, which, when done frequently, can lead to high levels of stress and unexpected outbursts.
Stress.
I thought Blood and Tony were the host.
Well, you're terrible.
Wow. I mean, are we?
I don't know. I don't even know.
Yeah.
But that's if she is. It's still up for debate. She might also be a 7.
Yeah, like me.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
My mom took these tests, and she is equally two of them. Ooh. She is equally the leader.
Okay.
And she is equally the...
the leader's the scary one.
What is the other one?
Is leader number 1?
A level 9 of leader. Do you know who all has the leader? It was like Saddam Hussein. Trump.
What number? What number is that?
It's like cult leader.
She was a 6 and an 8.
Okay, 8.
6 is leader.
See, 8, it can go either way.
Yeah.
Because it starts off with Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah,
FDR.
It was great.
Yeah. And then it kind of goes off the rails with Mikhail Gorbachev, John Wayne, Marlon Brando, Fidel Castro, Saddam Hussein, Jim Jones, Donald Trump.
Jim Jones.
So basically, they went the opposite. They could go either way.
So it could be really good or really bad for the rest of the world.
Yeah. So one, that's my mom, but she got 2 of them equally. She got like 98% on both.
Damn.
Yeah. So
Jesus,
it's pretty interesting.
So number 7.
Number 7.
Hey, that's me,
Brett.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
And Ashlyn's might be opposite or
and a might Ashlyn.
Yep, and maybe Ashlyn.
So a healthy Brett.
Okay.
Highly responsive, excitable, enthusiastic about sensation and experience, lively, vivacious, spontaneous, prolific, and productive. At your best, deeply grateful and appreciative of what they have, awed by simple wonders.
Yep. 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 You. Jesus.
So your average, materialistic.
I mean, all that sounds like me, I feel like, so far. Jesus.
At your average, materialistic, worldly wise, constantly amusing themselves with new things and experiences.
Yeah.
Yep.
And only me. And only amusing me.
Yep.
Money and variety is important. Unable to say no to themselves. Uninhibited storytelling, flamboyant exaggerations, wisecracking, performing, conspicuous consumption, and all forms of excess.
Yep, that's it. Nailed it.
Yeah, and then self-centered, greedy,
unsatisfied. Oh, this is the bad ones that I could have?
No, this is still average.
Oh Jesus. No. All right, wait, greedy? All right, restart there.
Self-centered, greedy, unsatisfied, crude, and jaded.
Oh, I don't know you anymore. I don't know you.
I don't know. Some of those are me, man.
Yeah. Okay, now you're unhealthy.
All right.
Offensive and abusive while going after what they want. Impulsive and infantile. Addictions and excesses take their toll. Act out impulses rather than deal with anxiety or frustrations. Boredom is the ultimate enemy. And so you correspond with your DC or DSM-5.
That was a lot of hard-hitting stuff. Yeah. That's kind of true. Yeah. Jesus.
I know.
You.
I'm afraid to do me now.
Ooh, I still want to do you, Tony.
You should be, Tony. It's not good for us.
Oh, no.
I can't wait for you guys.
Your personality disorders are histrionic and manic depressive.
Oh.
Yeah. So you're pretty dramatic.
And I kind of know that about myself.
Yeah.
Real quick, what was his wing? Because I have 2 sevens here, so I don't remember which one's which.
7 with a 6 wing.
7 with a 6. So
also, shout out to Ksenia.
Yes.
Nikiforova, because Ksenia she got Nikiforova. Me the book that's when we were in Oregon.
That's a cool name.
Oh, she's like she's the best person I've ever met.
Super
in my
enlightened
life.
Russian. She's
I've
amazing
heard a lot about
lady.
Her from you guys.
Yeah.
If you are listening to this, what is up?
And we miss you.
Yes, for sure.
So she lives in Russia?
Mm-mm. No, she's from Russia, lives here in the States.
Oh, nice.
But she travels all the time. Like, she's been to some crazy places.
Okay, I was going to say, we haven't had any Russian downloads yet, so I'll be on the lookout.
So, Brett, you are the Pathfinder, okay. is your wing type. Their basic desire is to fulfill or to feel fulfilled and happy. They express this by searching for joy in every small thing that comes their way. Pathfinders defend themselves by rationalizing away negative feelings. They are unconsciously convinced themselves that they are happy even when they are not.
Aw.
Yeah, that kind of sounds like me, man. Yep. Katie, what do you think? You've lived with me for 4.5 years now.
That sounds like you.
It all sounds like me. That like, this sounds is, like this you. This is all me to a T, guys.
Yep.
And so, and I almost started
crying when you were saying the ones because I was like, yeah, those are me. The bad ones. I was like, man, those are me.
That's sad.
And the reason we think Ashlyn is also might be a 7 is her wing would be the 8, which is the opposite side of you.
Yeah.
Not necessarily the opposite. But their basic desire is to be content and satisfied. And they love experiencing the world by traveling and going to parties. Opportunists defend themselves by justifying others' negative actions and rationalizing away bad feelings. That part, not so much.
No.
Yeah.
But the first part.
Yeah.
I rationalize bad feelings because I make up excuses for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
No
I do the same
what.
Thing, though.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Not me. No. I'm not about that life.
I think that's one of your pet peeves of me.
It is.
Yeah. That's the worst.
I've got an excuse for everybody for everything.
That's terrible.
Even the fucking people that don't deserve excuses. Yeah. He makes excuses for them.
Yeah, for everybody.
Man. Even for me?
I'm sorry. You don't ever need too many excuses.
If you would have pissed him off, he'll still make an excuse for why you did it.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
Well, because I try to see how other people would be seeing the situation.
Yeah.
Right.
Before, like, because I'm forming my opinion about the situation, they're also forming their opinion about the situation. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
Know.
Yeah. I know. I'm an overthinker, dude.
Yeah.
You don't got to justify this.
I don't think things will.
I'm always thinking about something.
I'm just right off judging.
Yeah, same. All right, you guys ready?
No.
For Tony and Abe.
Oh, wait, real quick.
Tony and Abe.
Oh, sorry.
Popular type sevens.
Okay, yes.
JFK.
Whoa.
Steven Spielberg.
Oh.
Mozart.
Mm. Oh.
Jim Carrey.
Ooh.
Okay.
Elton John.
Hi.
Hell yeah.
Bruce Willis.
Hell yeah. That's one of
Howard
my
Stern.
Dudes.
Howard Stern.
I was hoping you would say Seth Rogen.
I'm exactly like all of these people. All of them.
Good Lord.
But no one got type 5. Type 5 is the group to be in because they are Albert Einstein, Stephen Hawking, Stanley Kubrick, Bill Gates, David Lynch, Stephen King, Jesus. Tim Burton, and Vincent Van Gogh.
David Lynch.
What's a 5
Kubrick
called?
Are my favorite.
Yeah, right? 5 is the Inquisitor.
Ooh.
We need a 5 in our group.
Apparently.
Jeez.
I don't know any 5s.
We are lacking a 5.
The group to be in.
Are you sure I'm not a 5? I'm going to retake
you
this.
You are not a 5. You are a 9.
I don't think anybody I know would be a 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't look up the description of the 5 and we didn't write it down, but no, the 5's like...
I made my whole family take this test. None of us are 5s, so...
Yeah.
Sorry, continue.
You guys ready? Tony, don't take it again because you're a 9. We already know.
No, I'm a 5. I'm a 5.
I'm expecting to hear some cool 100% shit right
now. Abe and Tony, peacemaker.
I've known you guys for a long time. I'll be the judge of this.
All right, you ready?
Okay.
So healthy number 9s. Receptive, accepting, emotionally stable and serene, patient, unpretentious, genuinely nice, imaginative and creative, optimistic, supportive, good mediators and communicators. At their best, they are self-possessed, autonomous, and fulfilled, at one with self, more alive. They're average. Self-effacing. Self-effacing, agreeable, idealizing others, and going along with things to avoid conflict. In their reactions, they are unresponsive and complacent. Sweeps problems under the rug. passive, disengaged, passive-aggressive, and indifferent, waiting for magical solutions.
That's going to happen.
That's average.
That's going to happen.
That is average.
Magic is in the air.
Hey. Ashley, can we just say, nailed it.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
We're nice.
Sweeps problems under the rug.
Oh, my God. Magical solutions. Yep. That sounds like Tony.
Yeah.
In particular. 100%.
100%.
It's gonna work out. You'll see.
Are you ready for your unhealthy?
No, I'm quiet now.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Repressed and undeveloped. Do not want to deal with problems, want to block out awareness of anything that can affect them. They can disassociate so much they eventually cannot function. Catatonic, multiple personalities are possible. Corresponds to aspects of dependent, schizotypal, and passive-aggressive personality disorders.
Your shit is rough. They said in the book, basically, it can get so bad that they go through life like an autistic person, completely
shut
blank
off.
And shut off from everything.
Yeah.
Wow. I've shut down before like that.
I'm kind of scared.
Yeah. You can't do
it's
that.
It's not healthy.
You've seen me all shut down.
Yeah.
I've seen you shut down like that. Yeah.
It's not good.
Do you guys feel personally attacked?
Can I be a...
No.
Mine was pretty fun. Your guys' was bad.
How do I become a five? I want to become...
You can't become...
That's
Albert Einstein and shit, dude. You're not... I'm sorry, Tony. I love you. You're not a five.
I want to become a five.
There are two alternates that every one of us can start to migrate towards. I don't have the chart, but there's like a weird... It's like a weird looking bunch of pointies, triangle guys.
Okay.
And there are two that you're connected to that you could technically migrate to that personality type somewhat. But not completely.
Yeah.
But
Tony, you're a nine with an eight wing.
Yeah, nine with an eight.
What's an eight?
What's this mean?
It's
called the comfort seeker.
The comfort seeker. Their basic desire is to be internally balanced. They seek to be at peace with themselves and others. Advisors defend themselves by numbing their negative emotions through routine and repetitive patterns. They avoid facing their own internal struggles by distracting themselves in this way. I chose you as a eight. Because it says the main way you work out your frustrations is you tend to lash out, and it's like an explosive moment of anger. Whereas with me,
I've seen those explosions.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
I'm the one, because the way we express our anger is through clenched teeth, and we just basically just get through it, and we're more
internalized.
Because I let things build up, and then it just
blows up.
Blows
to me,
up.
I mean, I let things build up, and they just. They stay there, I guess. I don't know.
Like,
I've had
it
Tony
becomes a tumor.
I've had Tony blow up at me in my face.
It was amazing.
In Perkins.
What?
It was amazing.
It was a lot of little thing that should added up.
Yep.
And popular type nines are Abraham Lincoln, Queen Elizabeth II, Keanu Reeves.
Oh,
I'm happy
God.
About that one.
I love Keanu.
George Lucas, Ringo Starr, and Marge Simpson.
What?
What?
Yeah, I know.
I love how your last one is always somebody ridiculous.
I get to the end of the list.
Popular
I'm like,
number
I need,
nines.
I need one more cool one. I need something.
Okay, so we got Abe Lincoln and George Lucas. I'm okay with
and
that.
And Keanu.
Keanu.
Yeah. Keanu
we
Reeves.
Got John Wick.
Yes,
we're good.
We got John Wick on our side.
Yeah,
fuckers.
So come at us. Wow. I need therapy.
Brett and Tony need therapy.
Yeah, we need a lot.
After this. I don't know. Mine was pretty good. I kind of want you to read mine again, but I won't make you.
Do you want to read it?
No. Well, yeah.
You
yeah.
can just
I'll take
read
a screenshot
it.
Of
see,
it.
See, I wish I brought the book, because we were going to bring the book, and the book goes into things a lot more in
it'd
depth,
be
a, and
it'd
it's
be an interesting
super,
read.
Oh, it is super I like interesting.
Kind of I am, yeah.
It sucks, though, to know your bad traits,
oh, no, it
man.
Does.
No,
I'm super selfish.
It should help you so that you can work on those things.
Like, I'm going to look up five and be like that from now on.
I'm like super selfish.
I'm taking a Shane personality midway through my life.
Munchausen's.
by proxy.
Do you just like saying that word?
Have you
I do.
Have you seen that movie yet? Did we make you watch it? Run
on Hulu? Holy crap.
Yes, it's okay. Got Sarah Paulson.
Hey.
Yeah, and it's a Munchausen by proxy situation, but it's super amazing. Okay. Highly recommend.
I'm gonna watch it for next time, and then I'll tell you if I liked it.
It's pretty good.
Run with Sarah Paulson.
So, just out of curiosity, what else did everyone like? How many of the other tests did everybody take?
I took the big five.
I only took the one.
You only took the one.
Yeah. Oh. You took the big five.
Did no. anybody?
Your ocean.
I think I just took
O-C-E-A-N. You took that, I remember.
Did anybody take the Briggs?
The Myers-Briggs type indicator?
Yeah,
yes.
I did.
I got the INTJ, the mastermind.
Okay, I'm going to look up what I got. I wrote that down.
Well, I took the big five. So.
I was trying to look up. Oh, Tony, you can never be a five.
Because you're not smart.
In your stressful moments, you will migrate to a six, and in your growth moments, you will go to a three.
Oh.
So it's not sorry possible about for your you life. To get there. Brett, you can growth is I think growth. Let me look real quick. You can either be a one or
I can be a saint too.
You can go from a one to a four. Growth would be more towards the one, and four would be your stress.
Who was a four? Any of us?
No one here was a four.
What was that called?
I don't have that, to be honest. You'd be in the same group as Johnny Depp, Bob Dylan, Edgar Allan Poe, Michael Jackson, and Leonard Cohen, though.
Wow.
Oh, no, that's the...
individualist.
The individualist.
Oh.
Yes.
I could be an individualist?
Apparently.
Oh, if... But that's backsliding.
That's your backslide,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm good where I'm
you
at.
You don't want that.
No. Yeah. No.
Seven's pretty amazing.
What's me?
You are... Sorry, I had to Google you. Stress.
Google me.
It sounded dirty. It did.
If you're a two, your stress would be towards the eight.
Okay.
And then your growth would be towards the four. Your stressor would take you towards the leadership, the evil side,
the dark side.
I like
that.
I like it, too.
But growth, you'd become the individualist.
I don't really like that one, though. I read it. Not too into it.
What about us, Abe? Did you already say I was looking at?
I did. You missed your opportunity.
I was looking at how to be a five.
See, that's why the whole thing came up.
Yeah.
How do I be a five?
You can either be a six or a three. Three.
Let me deeply think about this before I answer you, Abe.
Yeah, three is good. That's when you're healthy, is when you're migrating towards a three. If you're migrating towards a, what was the other one? Six, it's not good. That's stressful.
I am extremely difficult to crack into this inner world, guys.
You're not getting there. Can't be done.
Sorry. I'm going to give you an insightful, well-thought-out response.
Okay. You work on that.
Doubt it.
Thanks.
Very much doubt.
Thanks.
That's not what nines are known for, Tony.
I have clear boundary between family, friend, and work.
If you were a five.
I am withdrawn and extremely independent.
Incorrect. First of all, you're not withdrawn at all.
I appear lost in thought and sometimes absent-minded.
Negative.
Absent-minded, I'd agree with.
I'm pretty absent-minded.
Yeah. I have in-depth knowledge on specific subjects of interest.
Actually, you know like what? Movies. Do you remember that one time that Tony was drunk and he just started spitting facts that we were all like, what the fuck are you
talking
about?
This randomly came out in this year and he was exactly
it
right
was
on.
Weird.
So that was weird. I'm a drunk five. Can you give me that?
Drunk five.
Can you give me that?
Yeah, Tony's got to have it.
Fine.
Yeah.
When you're drunk, you're a five.
Thank you.
You just stay drunk.
That's all I wanted.
You'd probably be a millionaire if you're just drunk all the time.
Right?
Yeah.
Hilarious.
No, my favorite one of the tests, though, was the 30 personality traits, in which they would basically, there's 300 fucking questions,
Jesus.
So it took me forever to get through.
This is why I could only do like the one, is because there's so many questions on these.
But it was so interesting. Like they literally list all these traits and they rank you at what you think you are. Like creativity, I got a 75%.
Okay.
Wisdom, a 65%. Self-control, a 45%.
Ooh.
Prudence, I got a 77.5.
What's prudence?
I think Sorry that means down. Like upright and not like...
Upright?
Uptight?
Oh, like uptight, uptight. Uptight and uptight. Like not so, you know, loosey-goosey.
Okay.
I'm assuming it means like prude.
Yeah.
Like that's how I look at it.
I'm not sure that that's what
so
that
you're,
means.
Yeah, you're Google like, that. You're like 38% prude?
No, I'm 77.5%
prude. Oh, Jesus.
I think that's what it means. But anyway, courage, I have a whopping 20%.
Oh.
I'm not very courageous.
That's incorrect, though.
Which, yeah. Is it? Because yeah. a lot of the questions was like, it was asked if you would go to great lengths to avoid stress, and I do.
Yeah.
But I deal with shit if I have to.
Yeah. He deals True. With it. So basically, the question was like, do you, like, not deal with
would,
it?
Would you prefer not to
no,
deal with
they,
it?
No, they never asked me if I never... They asked me if I prefer to disavoid it.
Yeah. Because nobody wants to deal with a and stressful situation, but you're gonna. Yeah.
You prefer not to deal with
actually,
it.
Actually, now the five, yes, I do.
Oh.
Okay, so prudence is the quality of being prudent, cautiousness. We need to exercise prudence in such important matters.
Yeah, I'm super prudent. Or I'm super prudent. I'm cautious. Yeah,
you're pretty cautious.
I don't like being cautious anymore. That's not my way.
You're not sure.
That's not the way of the five.
I hope Tony just changes his whole personality after tonight. And just not that I love Tony. I love Tony's personality, but it would be like such
he just
a great,
does research on it.
Yeah.
And he just changes.
He's just a
that's
five.
That's just me now, guys.
Yep, that's just Tony
I am
now.
I want to be like David Lynch and Stanley Kubrick.
Oh.
I'm gonna look
Except
up
me.
Do you guys want to know my big five?
Oh my god, yeah.
It's the ocean. Okay, so it's openness, conscientiousness, extroversion, agreeableness, and neuroticism. Openness, 90%. What up?
I'm sorry. All I could think about was the oceanic five.
He's lost in thought. He's a five.
He's lost. Conscientiousness. I got a 40%. Extroversion, 81%. Agreeableness 62.5 and neuroticism 62.5.
Oh no, I'm laughing about something completely different. Sorry, no. Real quick, I did.
I am agreeable.
Oh man,
no,
it's ping pong night. All
Googled,
yes, and now we called.
I Googled this type five that Tony wants to be so bad.
Yeah,
and you're level nine at your worst. Seeking oblivion, they may commit suicide or have psychotic breaks with reality, deranged or explosively self-destructive,
Tony,
with schizophrenic overtones.
Don't be a
generally
five.
Corresponds with a schizoavoidant and schizotypal personality disorders.
So you're insane.
I'm going down this
Actually,
road, guys.
You know what's funny
this is the road I'm going down.
You're crazy,
you're nine?
Girl.
It's also schizotypal.
Yeah, we're just
so
not suicidal.
You just,
so you just added suicidal and wanting to destroy the world into your personality.
All right.
You're welcome, guys. Here I come. I'm down the road.
Oh, God.
Sorry, I was not laughing at what you said.
He's already on the road. He has to just keep going in the five.
I've already accepted this as my fate. The world is mine.
Get back. Don't fuck with my stack. The gauge is racked. You ever heard that song?
No.
About to drop the bomb. I'm the motherfucking Don.
I
Big
don't.
Fish in a small
We've heard
pond.
That song,
but you
actually.
Know what? While I'm doing this, I'm going to be humble.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Sit down.
Shut up.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Abe.
All fives are not allowed to talk the rest of the podcast.
So I looked up ways for personal growth in each one of these types.
Okay.
If you are interested to
Tell
learn
me
yours,
five.
You have to be a five in order to hear a five.
Okay.
I did one. I started off with the beginning. So Miss Katie, if you wanna
Katie
personal growth, you need to learn to relax. Just take some time to yourself without feeling feeling that everyone is up to you. Or that you have, or what you do not have to accomplish will result in chaos and disaster. Mercifully, the salvation of the world does not depend on you alone, even though you may sometimes feel it does.
Okay, so you're saying these are things that she needs to work on?
Yeah, these are things that will help her grow.
Okay.
If she...
It sounds like she needs a drunk night.
Hey, don't.
Like her whole personality needs a drunk night.
Like a lot of them, apparently.
Yeah.
So, I'll get drunk with you.
Sounds good.
I'll be a drunk five.
We don't want a five, though.
I don't think it's telling her to
because
get drunk.
Because you will ruin things.
I'm going to ruin that world. You're welcome.
Yeah, Tony's not even allowed to be drunk inside the house anymore.
I'm not even allowed to be drunk outside.
So it's got to be a nice... We can't drink until nice weather.
Okay.
So he's like, okay. What did you think, Katie? Did you think all those sounded like you?
Yeah, I feel attacked.
No.
I feel attacked.
Damn it, Abe.
Well, I didn't give her the personality.
This describes my entire last week.
This is all Abe's fault.
Yeah. You know what, though? I think I'm good for you on those that he listed off. I think my personality
is bug you until you chill out.
Until you relax. And you
guys
do.
Guys, chill.
But that makes me more freaked out.
In the long run, but in the short term, you're usually good.
Wouldn't you want to help in the long instead of the short?
Yeah, I mean, I try.
No, the relaxing one in the helper in the long run, it would suck in the short term.
Yeah, it sucks during the short term.
Yeah.
Okay, but I've been trying to get better at that part of it, though.
Okay. Yep. Growth.
Like this week, I think I helped out your stress levels a lot.
Okay.
I got nothing.
Those eyes.
I know. That was weird.
Brett.
Yeah.
Do you want to know?
We just did a home improvement thing over the last week. So that's.
Okay.
Anyways, Jesus Christ.
I can't do it because I can't do the mess. It's disordered. Yeah. Like, I couldn't stand having everything out of that closet for too long.
Gotcha.
I needed to
put it back.
Yeah.
So and it helped.
It messed with my mind having it out because in my mind it was a mess and I needed to fix it.
And every night this week I was working until a good, pretty late time.
Yes.
Trying to get the project done. That's what I was saying.
Gotcha.
So it makes sense now.
See, I'm on the same page, but usually when I do work, my goal is I make a huge mess and then I just clean it up later.
Yeah.
Like I
that's what you have to do on a project.
If I'm in a, I do agree though to an extent because if like when we were redoing our room, I almost lost it a few times because no, it's nothing that you personally. It's we decided to take the quick route of doing it, of putting everything in the middle of the room and repainting the walls.
Yeah.
And I about lost my shit because I feel like I am jumping all over this other stuff and trying to avoid it. Where in my head, it makes more sense just to get everything out of there, do that, and then put everything back.
That's too much work.
That's a lot of work.
No, it is a lot of work. But it's a lot of disorganization that I can't stand.
I can't do it.
Yeah. So I do get where you're coming from with that.
I can't deal with dirtiness.
You guys are so much alike.
So weird.
I don't want to bring this back, but I should look at my test results.
Tony, you can't redo your test.
No. This is I saved it.
He's magically a 5 now.
Like, look.
He got a 4 and then a 5.
No, I saved a result. This is my account.
What?
So how much of a percentage of a 5 were you?
Yeah.
If it's 83. Anything, 83?
83, that's my third highest.
Okay.
Why do you want to be a 5 so much, though?
Just because Albert Stanley Einstein Kubrick's in it?
Oh. I just want to be like Stanley, my favorite film director. My favorite two are David Lynch and Stanley Kubrick.
Brett, for personal growth, you need to recognize your impulses and get the habit of observing your impulses rather than giving in to them.
Okay.
This means letting most of your impulses pass and becoming a better judge of what ones are worth acting on.
Yep.
The more you can resist acting on your impulses, the more you'll be able to focus on what is really good for you.
Dude, I am impulsive as fuck.
Does that sound like me?
You are impulsive.
Yeah, I'm really impulsive.
Yes.
If I get bored, I'm going to do something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, this is why, like, when I read The Giver, I was like, this doesn't sound like me. Because, like, I am not.
And then you're reading, mine.
Yeah.
And you're like, this sounds like me right
here. It really does. And that was, like, my second one. So I was like, man, maybe I just, I don't know. All the questions that said, like, are you going to help somebody? Of course I'm going to, but I don't want to. Like,
I know, actually.
I don't want to just sit there and help people or make them feel better. Like, that sucks. So, no, I don't know.
I just looked. We did this on December 7th because that's when I submitted this.
Wow.
Nice. You actually created an account for it?
Yeah, and it saved it. So that's why I logged back in.
Well, I mean, mine saved too, but that's because I screenshotted it.
No, yeah, I logged in and I saved all my results.
So how can my 2 get better?
The 2, first and foremost, remember that you are not addressing, or if you are not addressing your own needs, it is highly unlikely that you'll be able to meet the needs of anyone else around you.
Okay.
Underlying resentments and continual frustration will continue. Further, you will be less able to respond to people in a balanced way if you are not gotten the adequate rest to take care of yourself properly. It is not selfish to make sure that you're okay before attending to others' needs. It is simple common sense.
So the whole thing is basically just take care of yourself first.
See, yeah,
it doesn't sound anything like me because I'm always number one.
100%.
Yeah, that's true.
The whole thing with the caregiver is they're basically like they're not quite like a Tony and I where we're self-efficating, like we don't give a shit about ourselves. We go out of our way to help other people.
Yeah.
They're more of like the like Mother Teresa. Like they basically they're fine living in shit and they're more giving. And I mean, I love Ashlyn to death, but she is a giver to an extent, but she's also not going to lower her comfort level of living in order to make sure someone else.
And I'm sorry, Abe, but you misspoke. Like Tony was, I'm a 5 now.
You're a 9. Yeah, no. See, so some like a lot of the aspects of the two do not make any sense at all because I'm selfish as fuck. I already know.
does that mean I'm selfish then?
Not necessarily.
Well, we're such like.
See, it just happens to be that her second most highest on her. See, if you were to screenshot your thing, you would know what your second highest. Yeah. Her second highest happened to be a 7, which coincided with yours.
If I signed up for the account and saved all my information.
Yes, yeah, I just screenshot everything, which I just checked on mine. I don't know exactly what percent because I didn't scroll down that far, but 5 is my second highest on this one. But I don't want to be a 5. That seems like a lot of pressure.
Yeah,
seems like a lot of work.
I'd rather be a number 9. I'll stick where I'm at. I'm fine with being the self-efficating.
That's also good.
I think that I am selfish, but in my impulses. Like, I'm selfish in my impulses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty much... I'm just pretty much selfish.
Isn't it the purpose of
impulses? I don't
want to
have, like, kids because I want to do my own shit.
Yeah.
So, like, I want to do what I want to do all the time. I compromise, okay? Don't get me wrong. I do compromise.
No, that, what,
but
everything you're saying right now, I feel like that's me also.
Like, but I want to do my own thing.
Yeah.
I want to have some fun, you know?
I don't know.
Like, I'll do a lot.
Yeah.
But really, I would just like to be selfish and just be at home watching a movie at all times.
Yeah.
Just doing what I want to do.
Yeah. Well, Abe and I are not selfish.
Yeah, no.
You guys are, whew.
One of ours to be more healthy is we need to exert ourselves, force ourselves to pay attention to what is going on. Do not drift off or tune out people or daydream. Worth focusing on your attention to becoming a more active participant in the world around you. Try to become more mentally and emotionally engaged.
Ooh.
Which, I usually ignore my emotions a lot.
I'm sorry, I was drifting off. Right? What did you say?
That's me in every meeting at work. I am doodling and passively listening to everything they say.
Me too.
I
have to force Abe to do a lot of things.
I'm afraid of a confrontation of anything.
No, not really, because I'm also very... I take care of other needs before mine, so you don't have to force me to do too much because I'd rather do what you need to do than
social engagement.
Agreed, 100%. A lot of times when you guys come over, Ashlyn will make a comment that you guys are there because Ashlyn wants to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when she's mad at us, she said, "You're friends, Abe."
Yeah.
That's why I got a 21% on my extroversion in the Big 5.
Dude, I am 81%. Like,
I am not an extrovert. I am all internal.
I don't know. People suck. I can talk to people, no problem.
Can.
Even people that you love, you would rather.
Well, I mean,
just
not necessarily. I mean, it depends a lot. In
like
general,
us.
Most people suck.
Yeah. But I can talk to anybody.
No, he loves you guys.
No.
I know. That's
yeah.
What I'm
I know.
Saying.
I can't see. That's the weird thing is at work. Once I have the work uniform on, I can talk to anybody, and it doesn't bother me one bit.
It's like an outfit for you. Maybe.
Right. It's like a mask to hide behind. But no, get me out of that comfort zone. Cold. What?
Yeah.
What's what?
Oh, that's a split personality.
Oh,
no.
It's very possible. I mean, I when I was reading my thing, I think my lowest I've been in my life, I think I got to a level... 7.
Ooh, that's low.
I think is the furthest I've gone. But
oh, don't rate it. It's sad. I don't want to know.
Well, I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean it's been in the last.
Yeah, but still,
it just
that's
means
unhealthy.
That at
as
one
fuck.
Point in my life, I'm 34 years old. I've never been unhealthy. I've had a long time on this earth to be unhealthy, so I'm. Well, you want to? You
maybe
should,
my
you
unhealthy
find out.
Is coming when I'm like 50.
Yeah, my lowest I just looked is at 56% at 3.
What?
Oh, this big one.
On the Enneagram, the lowest.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And not the achievable.
Which that's the one you need to migrate towards in order to be growing as a person.
And that's your lowest? Damn, you got some perks.
Where does 6 fall into? Where does 6? Because 6 is the unhealthy backsliding.
58%?
Damn.
Yeah, you need to start migrating to a 3 instead of that 5. Don't worry about that 5 anymore. Yeah.
But I got to go to a 3, bud. I got to go to 5 to get to 3, right?
No.
I thought that works.
That's not how it works. It's not golf rules.
Oh man!
It's like golf.
I need to work on myself.
I need to see what mine was.
What's what?
My where I was at.
On the 7.
No! I messed up. My lowest was an 8.
Which is good. That's
44%.
That's the leader group. That's where it can go bad quick, where you become like Hussein and all.
Oh,
that.
Good. So I'm not gonna take over the world.
Yet. Well, yeah. I mean, the 5. They also want to obliterate a lot of things. If they get too unhealthy.
It's the way of the 5, I guess. That's my life, babe.
You don't want to control the world. You just don't want the world to be there anymore.
Yeah.
I'm going to paint it. That was deep. I know.
It looks like my lowest was a 6. The skeptic.
What was the opposite?
Oh, that was my mom's second one.
Like, was what it? Was?
Yeah, she was the leader skeptic? And the skeptic.
What percent are you?
I was a 46.
I was a 58.
Wow. That one, it cares only about security and seeks safety.
I don't
Thank
care
God
about safety.
That's the lowest of
safety
mine.
Is overrated.
Yeah. Agreed.
That's why he never wears a seatbelt.
Me? That's a random. I do wear my seatbelt.
I've never seen you put a seatbelt on, actually, now that I've had it.
Actually, I don't even think I have either.
I don't look in the back seat often, but I've never seen you put on a seatbelt.
I'm going to make a point now. Like, look.
You're just going to, like, rip it.
Boom, click. You hear that, Abe? Hear that? Take that and your rules.
So are you guys going to try to better yourselves?
I sound like I'm down a road to make myself walk.
See, yes, I do want to better myself, but also one of the things it said for growth for me was I need to realize that stressful moments are part of growth.
Yeah.
They are.
And moments of suffering are part of growth. And I don't know about that whole suffering. I'd rather be tortured than be emotionally suffering. Mm. So I've been waterboarded. I'm fine with that.
We all have. Well, not all of us, but I have.
But other did things you, in life.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, we're all three of us. Yep. I forget, did you, Ashlyn?
Yep.
That's why we
she
all did.
She did briefly.
Okay.
She dabbled.
Very briefly.
I forget. We should have released that video.
I get
video.
Scared. I choke. Like, I drown myself all the time.
Is it too late to release that video? I think we're good. We're on a new thing.
Yeah, I mean,
sure. Who cares?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, why not?
You know.
We can start a waterboarding challenge.
Yeah.
On TikTok.
Yeah. Do we have to open a TikTok? I don't know.
Yeah,
what is a TikTok?
Does anybody have a TikTok?
No.
We're an authority. We don't do TikToks.
I don't know. Actually, Katie has a TikTok.
But you watch.
Because yeah, I don't coupon.
No, you watch, and that's TikToks. Cool.
I've been on TikToks.
I mean, any video that you like on Facebook is a TikTok.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, a lot of them.
And you share them, so
yeah.
We're all
so,
TikToks.
Well,
I'm not on Facebook. I refuse to be on Facebook.
Yeah. Abe's too cool.
Yeah.
No, Facebook freaks me out, man. I don't like I never really realized how like much they intrude until like one day I had to Google something for work.
Yeah.
And then later on that day I got onto Facebook and now I'm seeing ads for it. And
yes.
I understand that's a thing.
Tell them about the one that you got.
Oh, my God. No, I hear you. That happens. And,
yeah.
And it's crazy, right?
Right.
Like algorithms and bullshits and whatnot. Okay. But listen to this, okay? So Katie went out and she got these this bottle of shampoo and a bottle of conditioner, right?
Yeah.
And these things, I've never seen this kind of shampoo and conditioner before. And like it says something weird. What's it say on it?
Love Beauty Planet.
Love Beauty Planet.
Okay.
Okay. So, and like they look cool. They smell good and everything. Okay. I've never seen these before, right? So Katie brings those into the house. Like the next fucking day.
I love how you're talking like it's a Ouija board or something. Those motherfuckers come in the house.
I see an ad on Facebook for these. I've never seen them before. Facebook, yeah. The algorithm knew I had the bottle in my fucking house now? How? How does it know it's in my fucking house? Just show me that ad.
Yeah, that's weird.
These algorithms are out of control.
No.
You know,
agreed.
You want to see my Google history? I looked up whale poop.
Ooh.
And you want to know.
Now it sells you some weird shit.
Yeah, you don't want that.
You see, I understand, like, if I was in Facebook and I searched for the same things I did in Facebook, and then they started showing me ads, get it, 100%. Yeah. I'm in a completely different motherfucking app.
Amazon?
Yeah. And it's
they
still,
don't care, man.
Right. And see, Amazon, Ashton mentioned Amazon to me once, and she says it happens.
Yeah, it happened to me all the time.
With me, all I get are when I search something on Amazon, it'll say, oh, similar products to this, or are you still interested in this because we have it cheaper? I mean, I get that, but I've never had it.
No,
that
I get like,
no, I have Googled something, I go to Amazon, boop, it's like, oh, these might interest you, or whatever that says.
Yeah, and like, I get like so much podcast equipment ads now.
Yeah.
You have no idea.
I can see that.
Yep.
Like, I don't even do a podcast. What do you want from me, Facebook?
This is all for a friend.
I should. We don't release these, right? This is just us talking.
Just having a group chat.
Yeah.
It's all right, because they all say "Publish by Tony Miller" on them on the Facebooks.
I know. I do so much. Okay.
Cute.
Anything else personality wise?
Make yourselves better.
Five.
I don't remember how to make good myself being better. Rigid. I mean, I feel like I'm always just
control
trying
your impulses.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I mean, there's literally
what I took.
Go on to Google.
Yep.
Type in 7 Enneagram.
Yep.
And then it takes you to the official EnneagramInstitute.com. At the very, very bottom, there are about 7 bullet points, 7 paragraphs of things you can do to better yourself.
Oh.
There's actually a
control
whole
impulses.
A whole lot of information on this site. Like it has compatibility. What types you're most compatible with. First one on the list is number 1, by the way. Oh, wait, no. Hold on.
What's mine?
Compatibility with other types. Oh, you click on it.
What's my compatibility?
I know. Now I'm interested.
Okay,
I need to know this for reasons.
That's true.
Maybe you're compatible with a 5.
Ooh.
Okay, never mind. I've misinformed you all.
Oh,
what it is it has the list of all the types. You click on it, and then it will go into, like, it brings up, like, 7 paragraphs here of 7 in a relationship with a 1. Or, so it would be, like, you specifically, so Tony, you'd have to go through the list of everybody and see what but it says, like, potential problems, potential issues between the two.
Okay, between a 7 and a 1?
Yes.
So between us.
Let's hear it.
So can we hear that?
Yeah,
sure, if you
can,
want to.
Can
what
I
do,
hear,
you, what do you want to know?
Can I hear a 9?
I don't know.
Okay.
What is there to know?
Read me something interesting.
We'll go with potential trouble spots or issues.
All right.
Sounds good.
As stress increases, one becomes increasingly critical, judgmental, inflexible, and insistent that things are done one way and one way only. The right way. Their way. They inevitably begin to see the 7s as undisciplined and inefficient, self-centered, and childish.
No, that's true.
100%. I can see that.
Before every project, she goes through, like it just happened last week. She's like, well, I don't want to start this unless you're actually going to finish it like on a decent time schedule.
Was that when I saw you at Menards?
No, this was just a conversation here.
Gotcha. Yeah. Because I saw them doing a project at Menards.
Well, it was for that.
Yeah, it was
okay.
For that. Yeah, it was after I assured her, no, babe, I can, I will slack off this time.
I'm going to do it.
This paragraph is like spot on.
Okay,
ones feel that 7s are scattered and tend to fool around too much, overextending resources and overbooking themselves and promising too much to too many people.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh,
that's,
yes.
That's what.
Yeah, you can.
Ones also feel that 7s are unfocused, scattered, and simply annoying them.
Yep. Yep.
And get back at them passive aggressively without seeming to be too hostile or petty themselves.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, that's Katie.
That is
me.
That is me too.
Yeah.
100% consistent. Oh,
this is good.
That is awesome.
This is all accurate.
This all happened the last fucking week.
Yeah. Oh, wow. This is our last week. All of this. We made it through though, like we always do. I just went. I extended my hand out
yeah,
to her.
Yeah.
She looked at it and then looked away and said, "Well."
What hand do you want me to grab it with?
I don't know.
You don't think things
I can't
through.
Ashton had to come with me.
Yeah, we don't want Ashton.
I'm not going over there.
Is there anything else cool on that list?
Not that list. No, I mean, I just about skimmed us? A paragraph.
Is there anything
to be
about why sevens or why ones are annoyed or annoying two sevens?
You don't annoy me.
I'm just asking if there is. That's false.
Oh, what is that? You tell us bad things about our relationship.
Yeah,
or
that's
something.
What he read for you.
Yeah, yeah, the paragraph.
Well, why you're annoying
I
to
roll.
Me? I was wondering if there was reasons I was annoying to you.
Oh. Well, it says it does go on to say sevens eventually tire of the ones continual criticism and dissatisfaction with them.
Oh no!
Pursuing other options in the relationship by becoming more attractive, since sevens deeply resist feeling trapped or begin situations that continually produce unhappiness.
Damn.
You told me to keep reading. Okay, I didn't have to. The more I read, I was like, shit.
So what I heard was, Katie, be a little easier on
Brett. Otherwise, he's going to try to get real hot and leave.
And that's going to be a lot of walks.
That's so weird. Yeah. Oh, God. If I ever, like, drop a couple pounds, like, on accident, she's going to be like, what are you doing?
You.
What are you doing, motherfucker?
You gained that weight
Where
back.
Where the fuck you going?
However.
Who are you talking to?
Do you want some tacos?
With all of that being said, it does start off, the whole article here starts off with saying they are opposites who can bring something needed to the other person, thereby helping both achieve new growth.
Yeah.
Aww.
I've always said that about our relationship.
No, 100%. Yeah. So I think Ashlyn and I are the same way in that sense.
So I need whatever Ashlyn is.
In theory, you would need...
Except you're a different wing.
Ooh.
Yeah,
so what
true.
Do I need? We're just going to make this a dating podcast real quick, ladies.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh my God, I love the dating games.
Yeah.
I think they're so much fun.
I need...
Like on the game show network?
Yeah.
Like all of them?
Yeah.
I need to
are we
do
gonna
something.
Have you guys ever
a dating game?
Date?
Yeah.
Oh,
yo,
my
yes.
God.
That
yes.
was my shit.
Should we should do a blind date on a podcast?
Actually,
oh,
I do like some
God.
Of those older dating ones.
I would love it.
Yeah, I'll be on a date, blind date with somebody on podcast with you guys.
We should
that
do a
would
speed
be fun.
Dating.
Yes.
We should just make a speed dating.
Yes.
In your garage. We'll set up a whole bunch of buzzers.
Yep.
We'll put flyers around town and see who shows up.
We're already taken, so we'll like run the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it'll be a podcast.
I'm down.
This is fun.
That would be amazing.
We're going to do it.
Tony, it actually sounds like you need an eight.
Whoa, what's an eight?
Eight would be the leader.
Ooh.
Oh.
Because it says nines bring a sense of calm and stability that eights find soothing and necessary in their well-being.
So, ladies, if you're an eight, that sounds bad.
That's my mom.
Take this test.
Ooh. Dude, your mom's
back
a turn. Sorry, Chaz.
Sorry, Chaz.
Wow, that's great. I don't know where to go from now. So
you need a leader.
I need somebody
you
to lead me.
You need a boss, man. You
yeah.
Know? I could see that.
Okay, so.
But no, everybody, I highly recommend taking the Enneagram, learn about yourself, and do whatever you can to improve yourself, because there's always room for improvement.
Wait, what's ours?
Ours? You want to
yeah,
go into
I
ours?
I
want
to know the bad things.
I want to know the bad things, too.
Our
how selfish
moments.
I am.
Okay. Relationship with a... Am I going with a seven or a two?
Do the two? Yeah.
All right.
Because I'm telling you, even though I think that I'm the enthusiast, I got 1 point more on the giver. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right off the bat, I think they're wrong.
Ooh.
It says both twos and nines tend to give their power away and go along with the agendas of others.
Yeah, that's not me.
That doesn't sound like Ashlyn.
We're going to jump to a seven and see what the trouble spots are with
yeah,
us.
Yeah, I'm
going to
say that's not that Ashlyn at all.
So this would be like if me and Abe were also in a relationship, right?
It would.
Yeah. So would it be like if Brett and I were in a relationship?
It would.
Oh, hear that, Brett? We could be in a relationship.
All right.
Sorry, Katie.
It's okay.
I'd rather
have him.
Just like everybody else in my life.
apparently who he's leaving me for.
Nobody wants me.
Is that why you dropped a couple pounds?
So
actually, Katie has told me before that she thinks if I left her, it'd be for a guy.
100%. But, 100%. But
not,
I can see that.
But not me. Why am I not good enough?
No, it'd be
Abe. Oh, it might be Abe. I love
it. I just want to feel loved.
All right.
So
go.
One of the main areas for potential problems is the fact that neither sevens nor nines are usually adept at working through negative or painful aspects of their lives or in their relationship. Both would prefer everything to be kept on the positive side. Neither one wants to fall into the possibility of depression or otherwise cut off their chance for happiness. At most, they will briefly acknowledge a problem or conflict in the relationship by blaming the other. Both types tend to become anxious, critical, and edgy when under stress, taking these things out on someone else rather than working through negative feelings themselves. Both types also tend to be blind by their own share of responsibility for how the relationship has deteriorated.
That don't sound like
that
me either.
That was a little bit depressing.
Like okay, read the rest of the two.
Read the good
just
stuff.
Just read the rest of the two. Right. Because even though that first part wasn't me, I want to see if the rest is
and,
me.
And while you're doing that, Brett.
Yes.
Why not me?
I'd pick you.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, why?
I could never take you into a place that sold breadsticks.
Oh, it's true. He can't eat right.
You can't even eat breadsticks.
You can't.
I'm sorry.
And you know, Brett likes to eat.
I like to eat breadsticks.
He doesn't
want to
get like turned off by breadstick face, yeah. You know.
And he loves ketchup.
And I love ketchup.
Man.
Ketchup is just like.
And you guys are too similar with the veggie thing.
A mild barbecue.
But I
sauce.
Do like breast.
Oh.
And I do have breasts.
Yeah.
It's true, but you know.
All right.
I can change. So when I become a five, it's on.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. So what's the two?
So once we continue on, it sounds a little bit more accurate. All right. So anyway, we both struggle with the agendas. Yet one of the parties will have to wear the pants in the family, taking charge and making decisions.
That's Ashley.
Doing so goes against the grain of both types, although either will take charge if necessary. However, negotiating power and decision-making in the 2 and 9 couple puts both parties under increasing stress, and both feel that they are being forced into being the bad guy role in the family.
Ooh.
They will be resented and uninvolved while the other partner gets off the hook.
Hmm. Well, at least one of you is going to get off.
Yeah.
I don't mind being the bad guy, though.
No.
It says twos tend to usually take over and become the domineering, controlling, and not hesitate to boss the nine around and speak with surprising harshness to him or her.
Do you boss him around,
but
Ashlyn?
I give her reason to.
I would treat him so much better.
Yeah, but you would enable him too much.
That's true.
That's the problem.
You wouldn't challenge me, and I don't think you would. Yeah, you wouldn't force me to be in situations
there
that
is
I
no
need.
Discipline you, from you. You, to yeah. him.
You can
yeah.
challenge me.
Because I would love him the way he is.
No, he needs to be better.
I'll change.
But what if I'm a mess?
Yeah.
I'll still love
first
you.
First of all, he is a fucking mess. Okay?
I'll learn how to eat a breadstick.
I'm a mess.
I'm kidding. It was a joke. But anyway, no, I make him do things because he needs to do them.
I'll be whatever you want me to be.
Oh, my God. Tony.
I just want somebody to want me.
I want you, Tony.
Now I feel like it's
learn
pity.
How to eat breadsticks.
Yeah.
There you go.
Master breadsticks.
And eat some veggies.
I don't care about
and
that.
And then, yeah.
Obviously, I don't care about veggies. Dude.
Yeah, but you need veggies. You need someone to challenge you. He needs to eat some vegetables. Try to push him on you.
I don't challenge.
I know. He would challenge you.
No, I wouldn't.
We just love each other?
Yeah, I winked at him.
You guys are the worst.
Yeah. I know. Anything else? I feel like my self-esteem has gone down this episode.
I feel like mine has stayed the same because I'm a 7.
Yeah,
mine's
stayed the same.
Yeah, I know myself.
I guess
you could say my self-esteem went from a 9 to a 5.
Was any?
Oh my God!
Wow. Was anybody surprised with theirs?
Yes.
No.
I was surprised that I got the giver.
Because you take so much.
Kinda, actually, no lie.
I was surprised to see how bad it could get for my personality type. I mean, pretty fucking brutal. If I go off the rails, what could happen?
I know, right? I'm right there with you, apparently.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. That's not
bad news bears. You guys better.
I mean, I've had moments where I felt like I was about to lose my shit and be on the verge of one of those things. Yeah. But like being completely like disassociated from reality and like
my catatonic brain, is so scary.
My brain just dividing itself and being like different people.
That's weird. Shut down before, and it's scary.
I mean, sometimes you got to do what you got to do, but as long as I come out of it, they didn't make it seem like I had much of a hope for coming out of it once you go into it.
Yeah.
Well,
so that's what's scary.
I know, but apparently I've not gone there yet, so we're good.
Mine wasn't too bad. I already knew most of mine, I feel like. None of it really surprised me. Not even the bad stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, the same.
Yeah. I'm going to have to walk on myself.
Yeah. I guess I could see it happening. It's just shocking to see, to know that it could get that bad, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see it makes sense. If someone is not connected with their feelings, like the peacemakers are, then I could see them becoming so disassociated that they would become like that. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah. I'm just going to have to read a book.
Read a book. That's all it takes.
That's true.
Books solve everything.
Yep.
Oh, Ashlyn just put down her microphone. Apparently she's just done.
No, my hand's tired.
Okay, yeah. Anything else, guys?
No.
No?
No.
So, if anybody has any questions,
yeah,
we are not the people to ask.
But if anybody out there takes it,
let us know.
Leave us a comment.
Yeah,
let us know what kind of crazy audience is out
and,
there.
And why am I looking for an 8?
You are. Yeah. I don't remember.
If there's any girls, 8s and yes, singles.
Yep, the leader.
Yeah,
the leader.
Leader, I need.
Yep. If you're a leader out there.
Yeah. Hook.
Oh.
Real quick.
Hold the phone. Tony's sorry. Abe's got breaking news.
Sorry, I was scrolling through this whole 2s and 9s thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they can develop an almost psychic link with each other.
Shut the fuck up.
Are you serious?
They can develop an almost psychic link.
Shut the fuck up.
I am right calling here. Bullshit on this.
It is confirmed right
that's,
here.
That's
they
bullshit.
Can develop an almost I am not happy. Link
oh my
with
God,
each other.
I'm not happy about
all of a
this.
Now you're a 2?
I done told you.
Yeah, you're a 2. Just a
Yo.
Straight 2 now.
No, I'm still. I
mean,
sometimes it wavers.
Predominantly.
God, that is fun.
Yes.
I'm glad you found that at the end.
Sorry, I saw that and I had to bring it back.
That's amazing. A real thing. And Katie saw it firsthand.
No, I did not.
Also, I was there, too, and I witnessed it.
You were
drunk. There was no psychic.
You don't fucking count because you were drunk.
Yeah, she was stoned
she
sober.
She was drunk. I was sick. We had
I was,
an off
night.
It forgive
was,
us.
Had an off night,
and I was at 7:15.
Yeah, that was 7:15 night.
Yeah.
God, Ashlyn was so drunk.
I know, I was,
though.
Too.
Oh my God,
we don't need to replay, okay? It was your fault.
We're psychic. Get over it.
Get over it.
Yeah, officially psychic.
Yes.
We can't even give you them shit anymore.
You
I'm
can't
gonna,
give a
I'm
shit.
I'm gonna.
Yeah, but it's gonna be like.
We have documentation.
Yeah.
God damn it.
I was gonna screenshot.
Eight.
Pull it out every time.
Look, send a message, I guess.
Tony needs a girl.
Did that sound desperate? I don't want to sound desperate.
You did, but it's okay.
No, that
You're a 9.
I'm a 9. I can do what I want.
You sound fun. You sound
soon to be a 5.
Yeah. You're like, I'm looking for a soulmate.
Subscribe. Thank you.
You're listening to the Prescribed Films Podcast Network, home to hundreds of hours of free podcast entertainment. The shows on this network all have a common goal: providing you with the best discussions about movies and other forms of entertainment media. The PFPN hopes to fill your earholes with audio joy. Visit our website with links to all the other amazing shows at www.thepfpn.com. Thanks for listening.